Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
All right, everybody, Sal here with a quick little daily hit for It's Always Game Day, something Matt and I are trying to do a little bit more of to give you a little more content throughout the week. Short ones here. We'll talk for about maybe 8, 9, 10 minutes tops, kind of look at the week, what's going on. Not necessarily every day we're going to do this, but a little bit more often. So I hope you enjoy it. Want to tell you a little bit about this week and how it's going to work for the Bills. It is Tuesday as I talk to you right now. The Bills are off today, and then it becomes a Wednesday practice, a Thursday practice. They're off on Friday, and then Saturday will be like a normal Friday practice with your game designations as far as injuries are concerned. Of course, they play the Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday night. It's a 7:30 p.m. start because the NFL is doing one of those doubleheader Monday night things. You got two games. You got Commanders Bengals going on at 8:15 p.m. Bills and Jags start at 7:30 p.m. So at least you get the early game in Buffalo if you want to go. It's a school night, right? It's a work night for people, but you want to go and enjoy it. Speaking of Monday Night Football this early in the year, I saw something really cool the other day, and I kind of went down the rabbit hole a little bit. 50 years ago, 1974, the Bills, I think it was the first Monday night game of the season. They opened that year, you know, whatever week two here now. In 1974, it was Raiders at Bills on Monday Night Football at the current Highmark Stadium, which was called Rich Stadium at the time. And just looking at the old video footage, it's pretty cool. The Bills wore their blue jerseys with white pants, and it was a really big back and forth game. Kenny Stabler and Joe Ferguson. But what really stood out to me watching the video of this on YouTube, go check it out. The stands, like there's 80,000 people, and no one's really wearing Bills colors. Like back then, you just showed up in whatever your normal everyday clothing was, I guess, you know. And we've all seen all the baseball footage back in the day, people coming in with their buttoned up suits and their top hats, fedoras, whatever. It wasn't necessarily like that, but it was just regular clothing. There was hardly any red, white, and blue in the actual stands. I mean, I wonder when that really started to change, right? Was it late 80s, early 90s? Because even in the mid 80s, you look at some stuff, it wasn't quite like that. Anyway, kind of cool to take a look at it if you want. Something I thought was pretty interesting. The Bills and Jags, Monday night this coming week. We're going to be watching for some injuries, as Matt and I talked about. DeJuan Smoot. And by the way, it is DeJuan, not Dwayne. I know it's spelled like Dwayne, but it is DeJuan Smoot. And we're going to be watching out for him and what his availability is this coming week. Going to be playing against his former team. So, you know, that would be extra motivation maybe to get back on the field for him. And for the and as far as Terrell Bernard, I mean, I'm not expecting him to play for the Bills this week, but we'll get more of an update on him. It could be, you know, an injured reserve situation for him. As far as the Jags are concerned, Evan Ingram, we talked about him at tight end. We'll get more clarity on what their injury situation is throughout the week. The first injury report of this week won't come out until Thursday, whereas opposed to Wednesday normally, because they are playing on Monday night. All right, so every Tuesday during the season, I tweet out at Sal Sports. You see it right there, Sal Sports on Twitter /X. I tweet out the Bills' current ranks as far as, you know, stats are concerned after that many weeks. So in this case, obviously after 2 weeks. And I try to include like over the last couple weeks where they ranked. So in this case, there's only been one other week. So you got a week one, a week two, side by side. I'm going to show it to you here. I'm going to throw it up on the screen. Just want to talk about some of these rankings for the Bills. I'm going to throw it on the screen and try and do my best here to get myself. There you go. I'm kind of short there. All right. I'll put myself in the corner. It's okay. We'll do this the best we can, but maybe you can take a look at those rankings right there. And it really is interesting. If I just told you the Bills ranked so far 21st in yards per game and were no higher than they were 9th in yards per play, rushing yards per game, 18th, passing yards per game, 23rd, you'd think, oh my God, off to a slow start, 0-2, worst case scenario. But given all of that, they've still scored 32.5 points a game. Yes, one touchdown was by the defense. And they are third in the league at scoring. And they're 2-0. It's pretty amazing to think about the offense after 2 weeks having these lower numbers, but still really producing at a high level, being very efficient. We are seeing this throughout the NFL, actually. And I mean, these stats, these are kind of like these rankings. I'm not kidding. These are like drought era rankings, right? But the league is totally different now. And that's what's really fascinating to me if you look around the NFL. I also tweeted out earlier today, you can go check it out. I don't have the screenshot for you here, but at Sal Sports. And by the way, I know some of you are listening on audio. I'm showing you on the video side, but I gave you the numbers there for the Bills. I don't have the screenshot on the video side, but I did put it out. Josh Allen's rankings, where he is right now. The key number for Josh, no interceptions. We know he's run some touchdowns in, obviously thrown, and it just, you know, is working right now the way the Bills want to do it, the way the Bills want to play. And this is kind of like the formula that they've talked about wanting to play and wanting to kind of be this kind of team that's at the forefront of this new movement in the NFL, or one of them at least, of how to get the ball down the field without these big plays. And that's what they've been doing, essentially. It's really fascinating to me to see some of these numbers. Once again, I'll kind of throw them up here and show you, to see some of these numbers for the Bills and say, I can't believe they're 2-0. I mean, they're no better than ninth in any really yards category. Fifth. They are fourth in yards per play passing. That's crazy. They're 23rd in passing yards per game, but fourth in yards per play. They are actually being more efficient, getting the ball down the field, even though they're not throwing as much. And this is also replicated by their yards after catch. I went back and looked. Typically, in a Josh Allen offense, since he's been here, if you want to call it that, because he's had a couple coordinators now, the Bills are typically near the bottom third in the league in yards after catch. Well, right now, they're like sixth in the NFL in yards after catch, and it's working out how they want to do it. They want to get the ball to playmakers. They want to have them, you know, get the ball down the field with the ball in their hands. And it is something Sean McDermott actually talked about a lot back at the owners' meetings in March. Defensively, they're tied for eighth in the league, 19 points a game allowed. And again, not great numbers, but good. 16th yards per game, 6th yards per play, rushing yards and passing yards all in the middle, but 5th in yards per play given up via the pass. And that's a key component, like I just said, because teams are just not letting you take the ball down the field and get these big plays in chunk yards via the pass. Now, something that does concern me about this week's game that I want to get into, and we will talk about a little bit more, is the Bills linebackers in coverage and what the Jags will try to do them. I think the Jags will try to take advantage of Dorian Williams and Bailen Spector in coverage this week. I think that's an area that the Bills are going to have to button up on, make sure they're good on. And because without Matt Milano, of course, who's terrific in coverage, without Terrell Bernard, who is very good in coverage, Dorian Williams, Bailen Spector, they're more of like see ball, get ball kind of guys. And I think the Jags, I'm not saying it's not going to work out. And oh my God, it's going to be like, you know, watching AJ Klein against Kansas City last year in the playoffs. Not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is I think the Jags will try to do that. They'll try to force that issue to get those matchups to take advantage of and to force the Bills linebackers to cover. But look, the Bills know that. They're going to have something in the game plan to try and combat that, whatever that is. So we'll see how it goes. Does Cole Bishop now suddenly have a role also in a third down situation as a dime defender? Does Mike Edwards, do they keep Jamarcus Ingram that role, who's played really well? So a lot of things to get into as we go on throughout the week. So Matt and I will continue to kind of be bringing you these little shorter videos and audio, and we want to make sure you're downloaded and subscribed. And by the way, subscribe and download on the audio side, wherever you pod, Always Game Day in Buffalo. But I am 1,000 subscribers away from 10,000 on the YouTube channel. A lot going on over there at Sell Sports on YouTube. Come on by, subscribe. We're going to make sure we give a little bit more content to you throughout the week, not necessarily every day, but here's another example. Hope you enjoyed it. Matt and I will be back very, very shortly this week together. You'll hear from me, you'll hear from him, you'll hear from both of us on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo.